SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Dublin, Ireland is on fire. Riots have broken out after the stabbing of three children and one adult. A woman thought to be in her 30s was seriously injured after she ran to the aid of a five-year-old girl attacked by a man in his 50s. Sources told Irish National Press that her actions may have saved two other children aged 5 and 6 from serious harm. The stabbings happened outside a school. Following reports, the attacker was an Algerian immigrant. Dublin residents took to the streets in protest. Crime has skyrocketed in the past 5 years in Ireland, along with the massive influx of male immigrants. Rapes have skyrocketed as well. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments next month.
A multi-billion dollar agreement reached to settle thousands of lawsuits with the maker of OxyContin is headed to the Supreme Court on December 4th. The Justice Department agreement met resistance from their bankruptcy integrity arm and has been criticized by Attorney General Merrick Garland. At issue is whether the legal shield that bankruptcy provides can be extended to people such as the Sacklers, who have not declared bankruptcy themselves. Victims that lost loved ones are divided, some saying the agreement is a chance to move on. Other victims say money won't bring closure, and they're unhappy the Sackler family will keep billions in profits and be protected from civil lawsuits. Jennifer King, Washington.
Electric vehicle sales in the U.S. are up, but they lag far behind several other countries.
For the first time, more than 1 million EVs are expected to be sold in the U.S. in one calendar year. Atlas Public Policy says that will account for 9% of all passenger vehicles. Despite those record numbers, foreign countries are selling many more electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles than the U.S. EVs reached 33% of sales in China, 35% in Germany, and 90% in Norway for the first 6 months of 2023. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Vermont, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The state is barring Mid-Vermont Christian School from a tuition program in all sports leagues because the school will not abandon its biblical stance on issues such as homosexuality and transgenderism. Mid-Vermont has filed suit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, whose senior counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, Vermont has an infamous record of discriminating against religious schools and families. This is just the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man accused of firebombing the offices of a Wisconsin pro-life group agrees to plead guilty to a federal charge of damaging property with explosives. Investigators say the man threw two Molotov cocktails into the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action in May of 2022. No one was in the building at the time. It was one of several attacks on pro-life installations in the run-up to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Hawaii wildfire survivors are very upset. John Scott has more.
The survivors in Lahaina are vowing to camp out on a popular resort beach until the mayor shuts down unpermitted vacation rentals and turns them into housing for those in need. They're focusing on 2,500 vacation rental properties that don't have the normal county permits to allow rentals of less than 30 days at a time. A county exemption has until now allowed the property owners to rent the units out short-term to vacationers. The fire survivors want the mayor to use his emergency powers to suspend the exemption. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson says he's considering all options. John Scott reports.
Spike in air travel numbers this Thanksgiving holiday could be record-breaking. The TSA says nearly 3 million people are expected to fly home Sunday. That would be the most passengers to pass through the nation's airports in a single day, beating out the record set earlier this year on June 30th. More details at srnnews.com.